proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program. In our last session, we began a look at messianic prophecy in the first five books of the Bible, or the Pentateuch. We now turn our attention to Genesis chapter 12, in which God made several pledges to Abraham. We'll consider the final promise that God made, namely that in thee, in Abraham, shall all families of the earth be blessed. Some commentators have applied that phrase to the manifold positive achievements of Jewish people. Jews certainly have made many positive contributions to their societies. Though comprising less than 0.25% of the global population, Jewish people have won more Nobel Prizes than any other ethnic group of people in the world. Jews have especially excelled in the field of medicine. For example, it was Dr. Paul Ehrlich, a Jewish person, who developed the cure for syphilis. Dr. Jonas Salk, a Jewish person, created the first vaccine for polio. And another Jew, Albert Sabin, developed the first oral polio vaccine. Abraham's descendants from Isaac surely have benefited humanity in the secular sphere. Yet, to what extent does this blessing of Abraham apply to his seed? Abraham had other children outside of Isaac. Ishmael's birth occurred several years before Isaac was born. Furthermore, Genesis chapter 25 listed a number of sons that Abraham procreated through Keturah, a woman that Abraham married after Sarah's death. However, the Bible does not record how their descendants blessed the world, or even if their descendants blessed the world. Paul noted a distinction between Isaac's seed and Abraham's other children when contrasting Jewish people and Christians, the physical progeny of Abraham and the spiritual progeny of Abraham, respectively. In Romans chapter 9, Paul wrote that, quote, "They are not all Israel which are of Israel, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called," unquote. Paul's statement aligned with one that John the Baptist gave Jewish leaders in Matthew 3. Quote, "Think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham," unquote. Jesus Christ came from the Abrahamic line after the flesh. The Savior's genealogy through Mary, recorded in Luke 3, presented him as a lineal descendant of Abraham. Moreover, according to the second chapter of Hebrews, Jesus Christ, quote, "took on him the seed of Abraham." That phrase, quote, "in all these shall all the families of the earth be blessed," unquote, that phrase in Genesis 12 most accurately applied to Jesus Christ. Indeed, Peter referred to this very verse in Genesis in connection with the Jewish people. According to the third chapter of Acts, that apostle stated to the Jews that, quote, "Ye are the children of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed," unquote. Paul extended the verse of application to the Gentiles when in Galatians 3 he wrote that, quote, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Through his atonement, Jesus Christ made it possible for sinful men to become reconciled to a holy God. The Savior, who was the son of Abraham, made under the woman, made under the law. The Savior thereby brought blessedness to the entire world. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.